Sam. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Good to be with you.
So could you tell us a little bit about Machines and Macchiatos for those who, I mean, this may be the first they've ever heard of it?
Yeah. It's not only for motorcycles. It's for all motoring enthusiasts. So we cover, you know, people that bring, predominantly they bring their classic cars along, but we also get a big proportion of motorcycles and sort of small commercial vehicles and everything in between. So basically the Machines and Macchiatos event was based on the American concept of cars and coffee. A lot of people were going to your traditional kind of car show, and they tend to take up, you know, a good proportion of your day. And then when these you know, cars and coffee events started popping up all over the world, people were really, you know, taking them on board, really happy because, you know, it's 2 hours, you get there, you socialise, you have your coffee, bacon, egg roll, and a lot of events do, you know, raise money for charity, and then, you know, you're off and you've got the rest of the day to yourself. So, you know, our events are a great mix of cars, motorcycles, everything from vintage to classic, modern, and, you know, all, everything in between.
It sounds absolutely awesome. About how many people do you usually get showing up?
Well, roughly on, it fluctuates depending on the weather, what other shows are, all that sort of stuff. We generally tend to get between, you know, 80 to 110 cars, and then you'd get, you know, maybe two or three people in each car. So it's a good, you know, 150, 200 people, depending on, you know, how good the weather is to us and what's going on.
That is a large amount of cars. That sounds really, really cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what does the day look like for people who do show up to the Machines and Macchiatos event?
Pretty much the cars start rolling up pretty early. You know, we do kick off at 8 and wrap up at 10. But, you know, everyone sort of starts rocking in early, and a lot of people like to sit at the front and watch the cars roll in, and the cars roll in and they park up. And it's just a really good social gathering where everyone's pretty friendly, and, you know, people are mixing with each other. So you might have a Porsche guy mixing with a, you know, a muscle guy, and then, you know, mixing with a motorcycle guy, and everyone just really just having a chat and having a nice social experience. And, you know, a lot of the general public comes along and they just enjoy the variety and, you know, just having a look at the machines and enjoying the morning. And buying a raffle ticket too, because a big part of our shows are not only creating a nice event for motoring enthusiasts, but the majority of our, a big part of our event is raising awareness and funds for our two charities, which is Cure Brain Cancer and Bear Cottage. So a lot of people donate, give money, and we do raffle prizes and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah.
It's really brilliant that there's some charities on board as well. So what does it alternate, I guess, which charity you guys go with every week?
No, we support just the two charities for each show, and then pretty much all the money that we raise, we just split it in half and we give it directly to our charity. So, you know, we raise money through, we charge each vehicle a $5 entry fee, and then we sell raffle tickets for $5, and we have various, you know, either sponsors or club members donating prizes, and then we, you know, raffle that off and do a little presentation at the end. And it's been an absolutely amazing year. We've our little show has pretty much earned $25,000 for our charity. So, you know, every month we just raise the money and then we give it over to them. So, yeah, we're very very proud of our little show. It's only little, but we do, you know, we really do feel that we're giving back to the community.
Yeah, 25 grand, that's so impressive. Well done.
It really is fantastic. And it's very humbling and overwhelming, but it, you know, a large, I think the other reason we create our event is because often people, motoring enthusiasts, classic car owners, whatever you want to call us, we're maybe looked down on in the community as just sort of maybe a little bit selfish or, you know, not very community minded. But, you know, we really created our event to sort of show the public that we are community-minded and we really do enjoy giving back and we want to make a difference in the community. So
sounds like you guys are certainly making a difference. How can people get involved?
The most of our, all of our events are advertised through our Facebook page, which is Sydney Machine Social Club, Machine with an A instead of an E. And the monthly shows are always up. There's an event, and in that event page, there's always all the details on how to, you know, come along. It's free to come along as a spectator, but if you want to enter a vehicle, you just can either register online through the Facebook page, or you can just come along on that morning and pay at the gate. So, yeah.
We'll pop the links up in the podcast as well. Sam, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Well, I'm very grateful. Thank you very much for your interest.